Blog Talk Radio.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. He's joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he thinks of my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and hope he loves my baby. The bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and little of your own. Johnny kissed the teacher,
and he's a bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her.
He's a bird.
Well, he's the teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
Well, he wants he can get now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I am on a website called the Obama Hustle. Socialist Party of America releases the names of 70 Democrats, members of Congress who are members of their caucus. Okay, these are registered members of the Socialist Party, which has a big hammer and sickle. The Socialist Party workers of the world unite. And it's a symbol, it's an emblem. The Socialist Party of Washington was a state affiliate of the Socialist Party of America, established in 1901. And so they've been working all these years, and finally they've succeeded, and we now have a communist in the White House. So let me continue to read on. Socialist Party of America releases the names of 70 Democrat members of Congress who are members of their caucus. Now, if they're releasing 70 names, you know, I would guess that there's between 30 and 70 more that don't want their names revealed that are members. And this was revealed on December the 18th, 2011, Democrat Socialists of America, Progressivism, MA Socialist Party of America Caucus, Big Soviet Hammer and Sickle. This should come as a surprise to absolutely no one. The radical Marxists, progressives, communists, liberals and progressives are communists. And by the way, the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. Go back and review the 45 goals of the Communist Party that was read into the congressional record in 1962, and one of the goals is to obtain control of one or both parties in the United States, and they have succeeded. So this should come as no surprise to absolutely no one. The radical Marxist progressives, communists took control of the Democrat Party some time ago. Any party that would sanction the murder of children is definitely not pro-American. To be pro-life is to be pro-American. They've only become more emboldened with the election of Barack Obama, who was raised as a communist from birth. Now you wonder if this guy was bred to be president. With their newfound leader, Barack Obama, the Socialist Party of America felt secure enough to announce the names of 70 Democrats. I used to call them Democamos. I began calling them Democrats, and then I changed to Democamos, and now they're full-fledged communists. I've eliminated the demo portion in Congress that belonged to their caucus. MA members of the Socialist Party of America caucus are as follows. The Honorable John Over from Massachusetts. The Honorable James McGovern. I grew up with a guy and went to school with a guy named James McGovern. And if he could get his hands on this guy from Massachusetts, he'd make, as my dad would say, he'd make short work of him. Yeah. Dirty Barney Frank from Massachusetts. John Tierney from Massachusetts. Ed, the flag burner Markey from Massachusetts. Michael Capuano from Massachusetts. This is what Massachusetts is sending to overthrow the government of the United States. Unbelievable that Massachusetts, once the pride of the revolution, has turned into a receptacle with a tip. Oh, man. The Socialist Party of America announced in their October 2009 newsletter that 70 congressional Democrats currently belong to their caucus. Their admission was recently posted on scribd.com. American Socialist Voter. How many members of the U.S. Congress are also members of DSA? 70. How many of the DSA members sit on the Judiciary Committee? 11. John Conyers. There's one big communist man, and he's a racist. He hates white people. Yeah, races come in all colors. Chairman. He's chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Tammy Baldwin. Gerald Nadler. The Scourge of God. Louis Gutierrez. Melvin Watt, Maxine Waters, Hank Johnson, Steve Cohen, Barbara Lee, Robert Wexler. Remember this piece of crap? He was living in Florida representing Maryland, and they caught him taking the garbage out at night in Florida. He says, look, I'm in Maryland. Linda Sanchez, you know her? You know this crazy woman? She wanted to have the Democratic Convention, not this last one, but the one before, I think. She wanted to have it at the Playboy Mansion in California. There are 23 Democrats on the Judiciary Committee, of which 11, almost half, are now members of the DSA. Now, I got to tell you that if you check my book, A Flag Burners of Record, you will find every one of these names there. And you can rest assured that they voted to kill American kids. Who are these members of the 111th Congress? A, see the listing below. Co-chairs, Honorable Raul Grivalia from Arizona. Lynn Woolsey from California. All these people voted to burn the flag. Vice chairs, Diane Watson, Sheila Jackson, Maisie Hirono from Hawaii. I don't know what's wrong with Hawaii, but I'll tell you right now, I would trade Hawaii statehood for the Philippines, because at least Philippines stand with America. And Dennis Kucinich, Dennis the Commie Kucinich. There's a real snake in the grass, this guy. He's the guy that the nuns warned you about in grammar school. He's the guy with the patent leather shoes. Unbelievable, man. He is a real rat. I got a picture of him. You want to see Dennis Kucinich in his glory? Go to www.mediacrapmatters.us and just click on it. and you'll see Dennis Kucinich is sitting with his sponsor, Bashar al-Assad, along with Uday Pelosi. You know that Nancy Pelosi never forgave Bush for killing her two sons, Uday and Kusei. Yeah. And the other one is the big snake from Florida, squinty eyes. You know why his eyes squint all the time? Because the sunlight on the bayonet, the baby-killing bayonet, makes his eyes squint. He's the guy that blocked the door for Terri Schiavo. They pulled her feeding tube and starved her to death. And they called it the freedom of speech, a woman's right to choose, the death of another woman. Yeah, oh, it's my body. I love those people. It's my body. May you come back in the next life as a cow. Yeah, and moo a lot. So what other traitors are in this group? Vice chairs. Honorable Diane Watson. Oh, we did this one already. Okay, Senate members. Here's Senate members. Bernie Sanders from Vermont. Do you know that the maple syrup up there now has turned blood red? House members. Honorable Neil. There's nothing honorable about these people. Abercrombie from Hawaii. See what I say about Hawaii? I'm not too thrilled with Hawaii. Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin. Xavier Becerra, California. Madeline Bordello from Guam. Robert Brady from Pennsylvania. Corrine Brown from Florida. Michael Capuano from Massachusetts. Massachusetts got a lot of rats. Yeah. Andre Carson from Indiana. Donna Christensen from the Virgin Islands. Yvette Clark from New York. Thank you, Yvette. You've helped make New York the communist state. We have a communist mayor and a crazy governor. A governor who tells you you don't need 6 bullets to kill a deer. This governor doesn't know a New York deer. All New York deer carry guns. Yeah, Yvette Clark, yeah. William Lacey Clay, should be Lazy Clay, from Missouri. Harry Truman would rise up out of the grave and beat him with his buck stops here. Decorator. Emmanuel Cleaver from Missouri. Steve Cohen from Tennessee. Hey, Rocky Top, what are you doing? You're sending communists to the Congress. John Conyers from Michigan, number one. He wanted to impeach. He wanted to impeach Dick Cheney. Yeah, he's a real communist. Elijah Cummings, oh my God, I can't stand to look at this guy. He's a blocker. He's a fullback for the Democrat Party. He blocks all truth that may come up in a hearing. Danny Davis from Illinois. Peter DeFazio from Oregon. Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut. Donna Edwards from Maryland. Keith Ellison from Minnesota. Sam Farr from California. Chaka Fatah from Pennsylvania. Hey, Pennsylvania, they're trying to put you out of business. They want to kill every coal miner. They're a bigger threat to coal mining than black lung disease. Bob Filner from California. Barney Frank, the party animal, from Massachusetts. All these people voted to burn the flag, the majority of them. I would say 90% of them. And I got to tell you something, 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. Maurice, where did I get those stats from? I ran the numbers. Maurice Hinchy, Hinchy Pinchy from New York. Yeah, the communist state. You got to see our governor, man. What an act he is. Of course, you know, we're the ones that sent Hillary to represent us. She took the Arkansas plates off her car and put on the I Love New York plates. And then she wore a New York Yankee baseball cap. Yeah, I wonder what she was wearing the night she faked the blood clot. Yeah, and killed those guys in Benghazi. She had nothing to do with the killing of those guys in Benghazi. She just couldn't hear their cries for help. Yeah. What happened to the 3 o'clock wake-up call? Michael Honda from California. I'll never buy one of your cars again, Michael. Jesse Jackson Jr. Oh, the Silver Spoon. Yeah, the Silver Spoon, a sharecropper. Yeah, $750,000 he can't account for. Bought himself a Rolex to cheer himself up. He was feeling blue. Yeah, well, Daddy did it. Why can't I? Eddie Bernice Johnson. That's a nice name. Yeah. Oh, God. Hank Johnson. Eddie Bernice Johnson's from Texas. Hey, Texas, they're trying to knock you out. You know that, don't you? They're trying to finish you off. They're coming to get you, Texas. You got another Alamo coming. Hank Johnson from Georgia. Mary Kaptur from Ohio. Carolyn Kilpatrick from Michigan. Barbara Lee from California. John Lewis from Georgia. Hey, Georgia. Georgia. You're on my mind, man. David Lovesack from Iowa. Ben Lujan from New Mexico. Oh, this is my one. This is the one I hate with a passion. Carolyn Phony Maloney from New York. What a hypocrite she is. If you look up hypocrites in the dictionary, the word, her picture's there. Ed Markey from Massachusetts. He's a real phony. Pretends to love America. And then he wipes out the fishing industry in his own state. Yeah, I'm for the fishermen. I bought a pound of flounder today. Yeah, Jim McDermott from Washington. And this guy is another a reservoir tip. Yeah, Jim McDermott went to Baghdad just before Bush came and killed Saddam Hussein. He went there with two other rats, Banya, a guy named Banya, who votes to burn the flag, and Thompson, a guy named Thompson, who votes to burn the flag. All three of them went to see Saddam. They figured, you know, this guy is going to get taken out in the next couple of weeks. We might as well get some money before he goes belly up. So we went there on a mission to bring peace to the world, and Saddam wouldn't see them. And I, in my book, At the Spirit of America, I got their pictures with a representative from the Republican Guard. And there's two Arabs talking, and I do the translation underneath. And it says, these are the three rats that voted to burn the American flag, and they're here double-crossing Bush. Yeah. Unbelievable. James McGovern. Oh, God's going to get you, James. The Fenians are going to rise up in their graves and get you, James McGovern. You disgrace and disgracion. George Miller from California. Gwen Moore from Wisconsin. Jerry Nadler, the warrior from New York. If there's a foul deed to be done, the umpire calls him foul balls. Yeah, Eleanor Holmes from Norton. Oh, she's got a third name. Beware of women with two last names. There's something about them. I got to give you that tip. Never trust a woman with two last names, like Debbie Wasserman Test Schultz. Yeah, Hillary Ratman Clinton. Beware of women with two last names. Somebody is going to get hurt. And never trust a guy that wears brown shoes with a blue suit. John Oliver, Alva from Massachusetts. Ed Pastor from Arizona. That's a drug hub. That's all the drugs that come up from Mexico. They have to go into the recycling center and redistribution from Arizona. Poor Arizona, man. You got sold down the river. All those years, McCain was in office, and he never did one drug bust. Yeah, I'm for the Mexican. I'm for the Mexican. I can say, oye, como va? Yeah, we're in trouble, man. Oh, what, the Democrats have Mexicans in the leadership? Okay, we'll give them Colin Powell. Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, the affirmative action general. Yeah, oh, we're going to stop killing the Republican Guard. It's a turkey shoot. Yeah, and the Republican Guard made it an American turkey shoot about 10 years later. Yeah, we didn't have to go. Bush went too far. Little Bush. Big Bush didn't go far enough. My porridge is too hot. Yeah, the party of death, man. Party de la muerte. You Spanish people, you better get out of that party. They're going to use you like Castro killed everybody on the front line. They're going to use you up like cannon fodder. You know what you are described in the Communist Workbook? Useful idiots to be used up. And when you die, they say, well, we have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. They have all the answers. And when you say, why are you killing all the Latinos? They'll say, so what? That's their last resort answer. Latinos, you're better than that. Get out of that party de la muerte. Hug your children. Keep them safe. And do what you have to do to survive. But do not count on the demo camos, because they hate Jesu Christe. They hate him with a passion. They voted God off the party platform. And you know what I say to that? Viva Cristo Rey. Viva Cristo Rey. And never forget who your father and mother are. Donald Payne from New Jersey. Ed Pastor from Arizona, Chelly Pingree from Maine, Charles Rangel, this guy is a war hero. This is the Democrats. The Democrats have two war heroes. They have Charles Rangel, oh, if you want to count John Kerry, who 247 sailors, swift boat veterans, signed a petition not to be seen with him. Yeah, John Kerry, who gave himself his own medals. Well, this one is for athlete's foot, and this one, I got a splinter in my hiney, and I filmed it. The only guy that went and burned a hooch in Vietnam and had his own cameraman. Here I am lighting the Zippo. I'm burning out the VC. Can I shoot that one in the back end of the black pajamas? Oh, he's one of ours? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, man. And then he threw his medals over the wall. And if you look on my show tonight, you'll see his picture sitting in front of a North Vietnamese flag. I call him VC. That's Hanoi John and Hanoi Jane. And they're both recipients of my Medal of Honor, the Hak Tui Espitun. Yeah, Charles Rangel. Korean War vet. That's how they set him up. That's how they advertised him. Charles Rangel, Korean War vet. He was a hero of the Battle of Korea. And he voted to burn the flag just to show his appreciation for his fellow veterans who died fighting to protect the flag. So Charlie voted to burn it. Yeah, and he's not pro-life either. No. Why should he be? But he has four apartments that are paid for by the city of New York in what they call, you get a reduced rate if you're poor. You think Charlie's poor? There's another one worse than Charlie. He's not on this list, but I got to mention him. Menendez from New Jersey. Menendez, he hasn't had the opportunity to burn the flag yet because the vote hasn't come up again. By the way, we lost by one vote the last time to make it a federal crime, which should have a death penalty, along with marijuana use. Yeah, they're going to dope up this whole country when they take it over, man. Everybody will be stoned the day the Russians and the Chinese march in. Yeah, man, hey, man, how you doing there? Oh, Tavarich. Why are you shooting my family? Wait a minute here. Yeah, wait a minute. I got to get another joint. My head is hurting. Yeah. You're in trouble, man. We're in big. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. There's going to be a World War III. It's just a question of when. And by the way, the Japanese want their plutonium back from the United States. I think they got 400 tons of it here. They want it all back because they're going to build 2,000 nuclear weapons. This is the Japanese, the same Japanese that said in their constitution they would never go nuclear. And why are they going nuclear now? Because they have no confidence in a weakling United States who used to be their umbrella. And they took advantage of the nuclear umbrella to put all their money in economic growth and didn't have to spend a penny for defense. And now they see the threat of China, which is rattling its sword and is practicing destroying aircraft carriers with missiles, and they want to build 2,000 nukes to protect themselves from Genghis Khan, who was the first one to try to take out Japan. And that's where the word kamikaze comes from, divine wind, because the attacking fleet was wiped out, just like the Spanish Armada. Laura Richardson from California. Lucille Roybal Allard, I told you about the women with two last names, California. Bobby Rush from Illinois. Linda Sanchez, the queen of the Playboy Club. Jan Schakowsky, wherever there's an American to be stabbed in the back, you will find this nice woman. Jose Serrano from New York. This guy is very dangerous. He controls the Bronx, I believe. And he is pro-communist. And now we've got a communist mayor. And the first thing he's working on is closing charter schools because he don't want anybody to be smarter than he is. Louise Slaughter, that's a good name for Louise Slaughter. She's pro-choice from New York. Pete Stark from California. Benny Thompson from Mississippi. John Tierney from Massachusetts. Nadia Valesquez from New York. Maxine Waters. Mel Watt. Henry Waxman. Dirty little Henry Waxman. Henry Waxman is a cartoon character in Mighty Mouse. He's the arch enemy of Mighty Mouse. He's known as Oil Can Harry. He's the one that ties Tess Trueheart on the railroad tracks. Henry Waxman, the warrior from California, the communist warrior. Yes, you know what his biggest kudo was? He investigated baseball. He held hearings, and he brought in all of those baseball players, and he called to account a guy named Roberto Clemens, was it? Roger Clemens. And you know what? He accused Roger Clemens of stealing second base. Peter Welsh from Vermont. Vermont is a communist state. And now we are spilling over, and the Pac-Man, the communist Pac-Man, are eating up the people of New Hampshire. Robert Wexler is the last one. Never forget that these individuals listed above wanted to transform the United States of America into a socialistic utopia that will diminish our standing in the world as the lone superpower remaining. We are no longer the lone superpower remaining. Oh, when Obama gets finished, we'll be like Venezuela. Don't think he could seize the oil companies next. No, he'll never do that. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we have rights. Yeah, you got rights. The socialists, that's what they told you, right, in communist cucumber school when you were putting the condom on the cucumber? Yeah, that's right. That's right. And we also learned that Thomas Jefferson liked chocolate. Yeah. The socialist Democrats' assault on our way of life. Well, has America gone completely nuts? Socialist.com and Communist.com websites now redirect to President Obama website, Occupy, just like the Tea Party. So you want to hear what the responses are? I just did it, and I got a G-share. Most excellent. Not surprised. Amazed that they would let you know for sure. Socialist Party of America releases the names of 70 Democrat members of Congress. There's more than 70, folks. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. We're going to jump out of here. As much as I'd like your article to be true, it's a fraud. Everything has to be right or nothing is. When you make errors in statements, we wonder what else is wrong. Yay, I bit. I believe most of the people mentioned are exactly what you say, but your article has so many errors it can't be taken seriously. I believe every name on that list. because I cross-checked it with the list of the 125 congressmen who voted to burn the flag. And they're all on there. Anyone that is a I call them Viet Congress mice. Okay. So, having said that, we will now exit the stage left. We will go to the Blog Talk Radio studio. I hope I didn't annoy you. Is my voice annoying? Well, if it is, you know what they say. Tough darts, baby. I'm going to give you a beautiful woman's voice, and she's singing in French and Arabic. Her name is Alabina. It's 4 minutes. I'll cut it in two. About belly dances. You want to hear a young kid joke? Two kids are shooting marbles outside a house of ill repute. And as they're shooting marbles, a guy comes by and he knocks on the door, and a woman comes to the door and goes, "What do you want?" He goes, "You know what I want." He goes, "How much you got?" He says, "I got $500. Just come in." Half hour later, the guy comes out whistling. The kids are still shooting marbles, and they're looking. Another guy comes, knocks on the door. The woman goes, "What do you want?" He goes, "You know what we want." He says, "How much you got?" He says, "Got $1,000. He says, "Come on in." The kids are looking and shooting marbles. The guy comes out. Half hour later, he's whistling. The kids go up. They say, "Let's check it out." They knock on the door, and the woman looks, opens the door. She looks out. There's nobody. She looks down. She goes, "What do you want?" The kids go, "You know what we want." He says, "How much you got?" So the kid holds out his marbles. He goes, "I got 5. He's got 7. He says, "Come on in." She gets in, gets them inside. She bangs their heads together, and she throws them out the door. The kids are running up the block saying, "Man, I couldn't have stood a half hour's worth of that stuff." Yeah. Okay. What do we got here? North Korea arrests Australian Christian missionary for handing out the gospel. Hey, they can do that. I seen the newspaper on Staten Island attack Christian missionaries. How's that? Used to be a conservative newspaper. I canceled it as soon as I read the editorial. That was during the tsunami when the evangelists were bringing substance and medicines and food to help the poor people of Indonesia. And my communist rag attacked them for giving out Bibles. And that was the end. That was the end of my subscription to this communist rag, which used to be a conservative newspaper. So you can see how things are going in the country. We're losing our country. And the communists have taken over. They bred a Stalin lookalike. Oh, man, are we in trouble? But you know what? The newspaper boy wasn't that hot either. He was... He used to deliver the paper without putting any plastic on it in the rain, and I'd get a soaked newspaper, and he wouldn't bring it to the front step or shoot it up on the front step. I had to go down and crawl down the driveway to get it. So I paid him with a wet check one day and canceled. Yeah, unbelievable. North Korea, so we said that one. Here's the one, the big news tonight, Sarah Palin. Oh, speaking of Sarah Palin, the Gestapo says that Hillary's private life is off limits. This is the same Gestapo, communist Gestapo, that sent 60 lawyers to the tiny little town of Wasilla, Alaska, to go through a Sarah Palin's garbage. They ruined this woman. They totally ruined her. And I'll tell you who God is waiting on more than anybody else. God is waiting on that rat on CBS. What's his name? Dave something? What's his name? He had a heart attack, and it's too bad there weren't conservatives on the operating table. Hey, what's on TV? Change the channel. I want to get Oprah. We're looking at his heart. Don't worry about it. We'll come back. We'll take care of him during the commercial. Yeah. Dave, what's his name? Letterman. David Letterman. You know what that rat bastard said? Do you remember what he said? He said Sarah Palin's little daughter, not the big daughter, the little one, the youngest one, should get raped by A-Rod during the seventh inning stretch. And his little communist audience, little potheads anonymous, they all cheered. They cheered. Schmucks of America. And they know what? I blame Todd Palin for that. He should have been outside the stage door that night. If that was one of my Irish relatives, what's his name, would have had to go home disguised as a woman. Yeah. Todd Palin should have been outside. Two places of Todd Palin, two stage doors that Todd Palin should have been waiting outside of. David Letterman's, with no marquee of Queensberry rules, and the PLO dancer, Bill Maher, the Christ hater. Yeah. Mr. He's got all the answers. You know what's going to happen to Bill Maher? God is good. Bill Maher is going to collapse on the streets of New York, and he's going to wake up in a Catholic hospital bed with a big cross over the wall, on the wall, over his bed, and the smiling nun looking at him and soothing him and hooking up his IV to a tropical fish tank. Yeah, he died. Yeah, we found a guppy. Yeah, we did a blood test and we found two guppies. Yeah, God is good. Let me tell you, everybody gets their just desserts. Whether you get it here or you get it there, it doesn't matter. Life is short. It's a blink of an eye. So Sarah Palin I got to tell you this one, too. You know, Hoffman had died of a heroin overdose. They just read his will. You know what he's given instructions for his son? His son is never to go to Hollywood. How's that? Hooray for Hollywood. Yeah. Yeah, see how many screwed up people come out of Hollywood? It's like a rehab online, man. Okay, so Sarah Palin has endorsed Katrina Pearson. And that's what I like, you know, because the Republican Party is really there for women all the way. As a matter of fact, they even let the women beat them up. They do it for love. You know, we were talking about love today and how the divorce rate is so sickening. You know, 50% divorce rate among people who have papers, and it's another 25% among the hookups. I thought hookups were like, you know, you refuel your jet plane. Yeah, in the air, midair refueling. I had no idea, man. Unbelievable. Yeah, so we got a 75% a bad marriage track record, and the average marriage lasts 5 years. When I was growing up, we don't even get to get the seven. The men don't even get to get the 7 year itch. When I was growing up, I know couples that went steady for 5 years. Well, we can't even stay married for 5 years. Well, you know, it's not my fault. He's the one that made the asset list, and he left off of my furniture. Yeah, will you take this? King size bed to be your furniture on the split up? Oh man, are we in trouble? Okay, so Katrina, I love women in the Republican Party. Do you ever notice that the Republican women are much better looking than those Democrat hussies? Yeah, the Democrat hussies, you know, they get a lot of wrinkles from gritting their teeth all the time when you say things like love and baby. Yeah, you blow the whistle in the Republican Party, all the women can hold up at least 2 kids. Yeah, you blow the whistle in the Democrat Party, they hold up Pekingese, pussycats. Ah, what are we going to do, man? We're in trouble. We are in trouble. As a buddy of mine used to say, we roll up the fat lady's burqa. It's not just that Katrina Pearson is so great. And you know something? She is a lady of color. She's like a mocha. So you see, the Republican Party is really reaching out. I told you that just when they reached out to the Latinos, they gave us Colin Powell. Amigos, Colin Powell, Señor. Yeah, I do like Ted Cruz, and I got to tell you something about Ted Cruz. They're setting him up for the biggest beating of his life. They want to crush him like a Japanese tank rolling over American troops on the Pathan Death March. Yep, they want to crush him that bad. And you know how I know, and nobody else knows this but me and you? If you go to Joe McCarthy Images, you can get... I got 400 photos, 20 to a page, of Joe McCarthy. Do you know on every page there are 19 pictures of Joe McCarthy and one of Ted Cruz? Now, somebody put that there, and not too long ago. Now, why did they do that? Are they getting ready to call a Ted Cruz a McCarthyite? Is that what the game plan is? It's going to be interesting to see what happens. And remember, we were ahead of the curve, which for Republicans is almost an impossibility because it's kind of hard to see from under the rock. Yeah. Okay, so good luck, Katrina Pearson. And I think that there's a girl named O'Donnell who tried once before to win Delaware, and she might be back on the scene. And I hope she is too, because she was another one that was bingoed by the Clintonistas. God forbid you're a Republican woman and you show promise. Hillary will smack you down like a, what do they call those things that pop up and you hit them? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, she'll smack you down. A whack-a-mole. She'll smack you down like a whack-a-mole. Yeah, Hillary, I hope, does not make it, because if she makes it, then everything is set, and we will be singing the Internationale, the Star-Spangled Banner will be gone. That's if Obama chooses to leave office, and I pray for Obama's safety, because if the communists think they're going to lose, they may sacrifice him. He may be a sacrifice bunt and blame it on the Tea Party. You never know. When you're dealing with communists, you're dealing with diabolical people who have no God and intend to rule the world. That's who you're up against. And the Republicans are dancing around in the lion's den saying, we're not afraid of the big bad wolf. Well, the lions just ate the big bad wolf, and you're next, jerk. So what else we got here? Ships around Libya? Did you know about the ships around Libya? You know, they never talked about the Navy, the Yankees Away boys, you know. The Navy was nowhere to be found that night. Those guys were being butchered by Obama and the blood clot queen. Yeah, oh no, the cover-up committee. We'll turn this over to the FBI. Oh, that's good. 2 weeks later, the FBI shows up. A CNN reporter was there that night, showed up the next day, took a cab from Manhattan. And the FBI came 2 weeks later, and we didn't want to get caught up in any turmoil. Yeah, unbelievable. There are, let me count the ships. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 that I can see on this Google map. American ships. The closest one to Libya. Looks like it was a destroyer named the Jacob Dunham. Isn't that Obama's mother's name? Oh, God. God forbid. There was an aircraft carrier off of Yemen. But they had 8 hours to give some help. And I did it. I did the geography on it. I did an F-16 out of Aviano Air Force Base doing Mach 2 to get to Benghazi. And I figured, don't hold me to it, I figured 40 minutes. So if you only did Mach 1, you could figure 80 minutes. Those guys were up on the rooftop for 8 hours. And do you know the name of the guy who survived on the rooftop? You didn't know there was a guy who survived on the rooftop? Do you know he's been sequestered? He's not allowed to talk to the press? He's given a lie detector test every day? Huh? And they're running him around. They're hiding him in different hospitals. They're hoping he gets... They're checking the ones that have the highest staff infection rate. Yep. There's a lot of people... I think the Republicans are saving the Benghazi scandal for the last minute. And that's bad news. We should be getting it out now. Let's find out, because there's other things that we got to get to the bottom of. Why did Obama lead American troops into Libya without getting an act of Congress? Who authorized that? Was that one of his executive orders? It is really a shame. And not only that, nobody picked up the phone, called the president of Libya and said, not even a low man on the communist State Department totem pole, picked up the phone, called the president of Libya and said, hey, buddy, we're in trouble. We're about to lose some people. Can you help us out? We have no way of getting there to help them. Can you help us out? Can you save the day? We would really be grateful. No, too proud. Who cares how they died? What does it matter if it was two college men holding hands out for a walk? Who cares how they died? Yeah, let's hope you die at the voting booth, that you get driven out of, get all your dreams get puffed like a magic dragon. Yep. You don't deserve anything. You and your husband, You robbed the bank already. Now you're back for more. North Korea, we did that one already. Oh, and you notice the Coke thing went right off the media. The media got rid of that. Remember that Coke endorsement? Did you see the picture that's going around of eight GIs in uniform laughing it up with a coffin in the center and two guys on the right are holding hands? Have you seen that one yet? That's what I saw. Now, it went across the screen so fast, it might be my imagination. But it upset a few people, and it disappeared. You got to always keep an eye out for the one-minute news. The one-minute news is I told you so, and you can't remember. Well, here's the Coca-Cola song they did at the halftime. I'd like to buy the world a Coke and teach it treachery and build a new Tower of Babel and destroy the USA. Everybody sing the chorus. It's the wrong thing to divide the land, to destroy the dream. We have to take a stand. It's sad to see a cola so cool become a communist propaganda tool. The real thing is a United States. Those who divide us should get the gates. A thirst for freedom we can't waste. Coke has left us with one bad taste. I got to tell you the slogan of the Spirit of America Party. I apologize for the teletype. We're finding out that we just lost the Middle East. We have late breaking news. We just lost the Middle East, and we're now getting ready to lose the Far East. The slogan of the Spirit of America Party is 911, we forget nothing. NUTTIN. That's a New York nothing. And remember what I told you about, you don't need six bullets to kill a deer. New York deer have guns. And they live in apartment houses. Let me see. Well, we'll see what happens. Okay. It looks like we may have run out of time, but we can give you another tune. Oh, I got 7 minutes left. Let me find a nice tune for you. Oh, this is the Democrat Party song. Did you ever hear the Democrat Party song?
My love once
something to tell you, and now it's gone. It went out of my mind. Unbelievable. Did you know? I can't do this. Let me see. No, it's too long. We got 3 minutes and 11 seconds left. Yeah, here's one. It's a Billy Joel song, and the name of it is Say Goodbye to Hollywood. And I'll tell you, for the crap they produce, and then they got the gall to stand up there and denounce the United States and attack real Americans. And you see how many of them go to entertain the troops? None of them. Maybe two, Gary Sinise and Denzel Washington. And I think Joan Jett goes too. And there may be a few more that I'm not aware of. But as a whole, they suck. They're into themselves and buying presidents. Yeah. So what am I going to play for you on the way out? We're down to 2 minutes. Rubber Ducky. You want to hear Rubber Ducky? Yeah, we're all going to be rubber duckies one day. World War III is coming. It's just a matter of time. Remember what Washington said, in times of peace, prepare for war. We'll go out with The Little Picadillo by Fania All-Stars. God bless the Latinos who serve this country. God bless everybody who serves this country. And God protect them. And Obama, stop taking away the money from the wives whose husbands are overseas. You wouldn't do it to a fellow communist.